The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Peter Bowes is a reporter with the BBC in North America. Peter, you're very welcome to the show and thanks for taking the call. What's the latest on what's happening on the streets of Los Angeles?
Well, this will be day five of the protests that started on Friday when federal immigration officials raided a number of properties in Los Angeles, to the southeast of Los Angeles. Protesters saw what was happening and got involved, and the protests have developed since then. Every day, at least since the weekend, so Monday was a lot quieter than certainly Saturday and Sunday, but again, certainly late last night, Monday night, we saw quite a lot of opportunistic vandalism. Violence on the streets. It's fair to say, I think, that mostly during the day, the protests were peaceful. But people are further annoyed, as well as the core issue of immigration, by the presence of National Guards in Los Angeles, increased from 2,000 to 4,000 now, and also from today, 700 Marines. So active service troops, the military on the streets of Los Angeles, which is again upset and frightened, it's fair to say, a lot of people here.
And I mean, is the impact of that mostly an optics thing at the moment, or how visible are they? I mean, 700 is a lot, but maybe not a lot in the scale of Los Angeles.
Yeah, and it's good to target optics in terms of how it looks, because I think how all of this looks is driving the politics of the situation. And from what I know, it's still early in the morning here, just about 8:30. The Marines, I think, have been seen briefly, but are not hugely present on the streets. So it remains to be seen how they are deployed, what kind of situations. Remember, Marines are largely trained for combat situations overseas and not for keeping the peace at home in cities like Los Angeles. So it remains to be seen how the day pans out there. But of course, the National Guard, which is essentially a civilian force, have been very prominent and there for all to see since the weekend.
To what extent are the protests, could you still categorize them as anti-ICE protests, or have they morphed into something bigger? Has that just become a lightning rod for kind of general anti-Trump protesting?
I think they are still largely anti-ICE protests. These protests seem to be also spreading to other cities. Reports coming out of Dallas in Texas, also San Francisco further to the north here in California. People on the streets campaigning on the same issue, immigration. We know these immigration raids have been going on ever since Donald Trump returned to the White House over the last few months. Los Angeles has been somewhat quiet until this past weekend, but the core issue is still immigration. And that shouldn't come as a surprise to us. It's what Donald Trump promised. It's just taken a little bit longer than a lot of people expected for it to be felt in the major cities.
And to what extent then, I mean, outside of Los Angeles or outside of those protests in those other cities that they are happening, are people alarmed at what they're seeing, or are they not? Are they kind of generally supportive of the idea that people who are in the country illegally should be deported?
Well, this goes back to American politics, and this is still a very divided country, roughly 50-50 with views on both sides. So you've got some people who are strongly supporting what they see as the issue of illegal immigrants committing crimes in this country, in a country where they shouldn't be, and that they should be sent back to wherever they came from. Others take a more sympathetic view, especially in Los Angeles, where the immigrant population is central to the industries of California, the agriculture industry in the center of the city, service industries, restaurants, you name it. Immigrants are involved in those businesses. So the issue is complicated by economics. I think it's also useful to say that in terms of the optics of this, these protests that you've been seeing on your television screens, photographs in papers, are confined to a very small area of Los Angeles. And across greater LA, the streets are peaceful. People, unless they watch the news, will be unaware of what is happening. So the image that all of LA is in chaos is completely incorrect. These are pockets of trouble, mostly in downtown Los Angeles.
Peter, listen, thanks a million for that update. We really appreciate it. David Cruz with us as well, who's the communications director with the League of United Latin American Citizens. David, what is the feeling amongst the Latin American community in Los Angeles today?
Well, you know, it depends where you live. As Peter pointed out right there, if you're close to downtown, you're going to be very concerned, especially if you're a small business owner, because workers are not going to show up. But as we fan out on the larger view of Los Angeles. We do see pockets in some of the communities with large Latino populations where there is concern about ICE vehicles and Border Patrol vehicles, if you will, border and customs enforcement that they're around. But look, here's the deal. This is part of a larger agenda that is trying to shift the attention from that big, beautiful bill that President Trump talks about. And embedded within that are many, many difficult things for us to accept as Latino workers in this country. Because if on the one hand you're saying that Latinos are here to commit crimes, then may I ask, why are you selling us homes? Why are you selling us cars? Why is it that you want to tax our income and we have no access to any of that money? And also, now you want to tax even money that we send back to our families outside of the United States. So there is a broad landscape of issues here to look at. And I think this morning, we're now beginning to say, okay, let's pause here. Let's turn our attention to Washington and go talk to our elected leaders there and see what we can work out.
Broad landscape actually is an interesting turn of phrase, because the Latino community itself is a broad landscape. And I probably betrayed a certain bias by asking, you know, what the feeling was, as if it was a homogenous group. To what extent will there be a feeling among some of the community that, you know, we came to this country legally? If you didn't, well, it's your tough luck.
Well, there's one thing you need to know, and that is that the immigration system in America can take up to 20 years before your number comes up in that legal framework that we all would like to see fixed, because the system today is broken. And so when you have families that are being torn apart who cannot go see relatives, even cross the border to go see mom or dad, some of their elders are passing away, you cannot leave the country. So for all intents and purposes, they've lost their families back home. And when you start to see things like that, you understand why people in economic desperation, and some of them because they do come from areas of great crime and danger, they leave the country, they come here, they're thinking they're going to have a better life. And now you have someone like Donald Trump in the White House who wants us to do the work, but doesn't want to give us any of the constitutional rights we're guaranteed.
David Cruz, who's the communications director with the League of United Latin American Citizens. David, thanks a million for joining us. Peter Bowles was with us as well, who's a reporter with the BBC in North America. As Peter says, it's only 8:30 in the morning, and the 700 US Marines who have been deployed to the streets have been spotted in a few areas, but people are really only getting up and going there. So if there's any development on that, for good or ill, we will bring it to you here on the show.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.